My guest today is Danny Warren. Danny, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
I'm a software engineer at Internology in Carlsbad, California. We do tons of .NET development in WPF, Xamarin, Web API, you name it, we do it.
That is a cool company, and I know this because your boss was on my show.
Yeah, Mr. Huckabee.
Mr. Huckabee, nice guy. And we're going to talk about Cortana because I didn't get to see it, but I heard it was an awesome session on Cortana development.
Yeah, Cortana for Windows 10 and UWP. It supports
UWP is
Universal Windows Platform. Okay. So it runs on phone, tablet, it runs on desktop, it will run on Xbox and HoloLens when those are released.
Wow.
So it's a massive opportunity,
wow.
And Cortana, the voice support, is all there.
So Cortana, I've been using Cortana for a long time because it was on my phone.
Oh.
When was that? 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. For Windows 8.1.
For Windows 8.1. And I love it on my phone, but now just Windows 10, now it's on the desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying soon it's going to be on Xbox, it's going to be on the HoloLens. Can you get me HoloLens, by the way?
I wish. Can you get me HoloLens? You work for Microsoft.
I would think. I have the inside track, but I don't. Let's talk about Cortana development.
All right.
So what can you do with Cortana? What is it?
So Cortana has three main components to it on UWP apps. The first component is voice commands, mm-hmm. and that's how you can launch your application from the Cortana UI. And then there are two options to that. You can either navigate to a page and pass parameters along from your dictation text,
mm-hmm.
or you can activate a voice command service, which then actually runs your app headless inside the Cortana UI, and you mm-hmm. hand results back to Cortana. You tell her what questions to ask or what responses to request, and the user then is able to continue down this path. So think about it as like a pizza ordering system.
Okay.
You say, pizza orderer, I want a pepperoni pizza. And then it comes up and it says, would you like an extra topping? Yes, I want pineapple because that's what I like on my pizza.
Okay.
And then it says, all right, would you like me to charge that to your credit card? Yes. All right. And then it goes off and orders you your pizza. And so you can do that kind of pathing with voice command services.
Hmm.
Then once your app is actually running, if you do, once you're in your app, there's the other two components, which are speech recognition and then text to speech. So you can actually have strings in your code that then get translated into audio speech.
Oh, okay. So you do something similar to the workflow you just described as part of an application.
Yeah.
Or you could have it sort of standalone.
Exactly.
Very cool. So is a lot of it building these workflows and saying, do you have to define a finite set of questions and a finite set of responses that Cortana will understand, or is it more open-ended than that?
Yeah, no, it's very finite. You need to have complete control over that,
okay.
and you need to make sure that you understand what you want your user to say back. Now, there are specification files like SRGS, which is speech recognition grammar specification file,
mm-hmm.
and that is an industry standard and allows for more semantic meaning.
Oh, okay.
And then there's SSML, which is for the text-to-speech speech specification markup language, and that helps control the voice and the tone of your voice on the computer when
okay.
it speaks things,
so
it's more natural.
Male or female versus
yeah.
or a high-pitched, low-pitched?
More like that, yeah. There are... It's whatever voice is active on your computer, and then you tell it how you want the intonation to be.
Oh, there's a set of voices that actually are part of my computer?
Exactly.
I didn't realize that. That's
yeah.
cool. So what's the development experience like? Is it Visual Studio?
It is Visual Studio 2015, and the experience is pretty straightforward. It's very similar to Windows Phone 8.1 with Cortana and Speech Recognizer. Some of the APIs have been tweaked slightly to have improvements and benefits to them, and... There's a lot of documentation on the MSDN all about this.
Okay.
And
is there a file new template that we use, or how does it work?
There's not a file new template for any of this. There used to be a template for the voice commands,
okay.
but everything else is just APIs that you wire into.
Oh, I see. So you're writing C# code.
You're writing
C#
code.
Class. It could be code behind it.
Exactly.
Windows form, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Just set a reference to this
yeah.
to this API, and then you make calls to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what about configuration? There used to be an XML file, I think, right? Is this still around?
For voice commands, there is an XML file, and they have a document that walks you through how to do all of that,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to install that with one call through the API, and then once you've installed it, now you have voice commands active, and you can do things like, hey, Cortana, and say...
Whoa, he just said, hey, Cortana, and Cortana popped up on the screen.
Oh, yes,
here.
It did here.
That was cool. Was that not supposed to happen?
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Because
it
was pretty cool.
My laptop mic is not that great, so we can do things like...
We'll I would have demo. Pretended that it was supposed
computer.
To
computer. Captain's log. We are at that conference.
All right. Creating captain's log. Say captain's log at any time to create a log entry.
Oh, there we go. We got the text to speech going on.
You've programmed this to recognize the words captain's log.
Yeah.
Computer captain's
yeah.
log. Okay. I saw a demo one time where that somebody tried to use the word computer as the
oh,
keyword
yeah.
alone, and it turned out that computer. You said we say computer a lot,
forever,
so it didn't have the desired effect.
Yeah,
this is cool, and so this is an application you've written that's actually going to respond to voice commands, or just to bring it up to.
So at this point, the voice command activated the application, and if I say captain's log again, captain's log. Brings up this dialogue here. I guess I should probably turn this around to show. And it records whatever dictation audio that I'm giving it.
Okay,
and then once
this is speech to text.
Yeah, speech to text. Once it notices that end, then it's going to take that text that was translated on the service up in the cloud and then bring that back down and give that to us to then put into our application.
So will this not work if I'm not connected to the internet?
So there's lots of different grammars. I'm going to go ahead and stop this.
Yeah. Recording all this stuff. Oh, I should transcribe my shows.
Oh, there you go. So if you do dictation text, it has to go to the server. There's no way around that.
Okay.
But if you have a list of grammars, which is another option, like in our pizza demo, there's only a finite number of
toppings.
So you can have that all baked into your app, and then that can run locally and never have to be connected to the internet.
Oh, that's actually ideal for restaurants, because I've done some work with restaurants, and their internet connections are notoriously spotty.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So if you were like at your table, you could order with Cortana at your table, and it would never have to connect to the internet because you have a finite number of everything.
Mm-hmm. You can put the whole thing on a tablet.
Yeah.
And hand it to the
exactly.
Menu. Oh, I love this. This is awesome. If somebody wants to learn more about this, where's a good place to get started?
So a good place to get started would actually be my GitHub repo. If you go to github.com/DannyDWarren, DannyDWarren, / Cortana-location-UWP. Yeah, that's
we'll
long.
We'll write that down.
We'll write that down. If you go there, then you can find all the code, all the slides, and at the very end of the slides is all the research I've done.
Okay.
I try to make sure to make that available. And there's tons of links on how to get started with Cortana.
Great. And you're doing, you have a GitHub repository. You just have a blog?
I do. Yeah. If you go to blogs.internology.com, then you can find me on there.
Danny, thank you so much.
Thank you. So I'm super excited to have been on the show. Technology has definitely been a big part of my life, improving the way that I approach problems, improving the way that I live my life with my friends. It's been amazing to see how I can keep connected through social media, but also to help those across the world with the humanitarian toolkit. I just hope that everyone out there really tries to give back to the community and really helps to build up the world. We're in this together.